with you, joined by Logan Bitterman, Mike behind the camera for the Sabetha Channel, Chance Link in studio as we bring you our games here tonight on KNCA and also the Sabetha and Hiawatha channels. Again, if you're just joining us, Hiawatha girls winning a thriller in the opener tonight, 44-40. Now we get set for the Blue Jay boys, the number one team in 3A in the final regular season rankings out earlier today. Blue Jays trying to cap off that undefeated regular season as they enter tonight 19-0. They have already locked up, of course, the Big 7 League crown, and now a chance to put a finishing touch on what's been a heck of a season to this point. And obviously, if you would ask Scott Berger in his 33rd year coming down the home stretch in his final season, he'd tell you there's still a lot more to be decided and to play for.
Yeah, there's still a lot. And Brandon, we talked about it on the girls' side, how much there was to play for, and a lot of different teams on the girls' side. Nemaha was battling in Effingham for the number one seed, HAHS, if you will. They were battling for the one seed. Nemaha just lost to Riverside tonight. Riverside's still a good team on the girls' side. They're second in Big 7 League for a reason. But Nemaha just got their first loss in league play, and here's the interesting thing on that. You look at the boys' side of the Big 7 League, Sabetha, they're undefeated in league play. Are they going to be the only team left overall in Big 7 League to not lose a Big 7 League game, girls or guys, this season? We'll see here tonight. But, Brandon, as far as substate, neither of these teams really have to worry because on the guys' side, every single game should be a lock because you look at Sabetha's 19-0, Marysville 17-2. Next game, next team under that, ACHS, 13 wins. Concordia 10, Nemaha 8, Riley County 6, Hiawatha with 4, but Minneapolis has 3, but Minneapolis' season's over. They're done. They don't have another game until substate. All those teams, that's your 1 through 8. Sabetha's going to be your number one seed regardless of tonight, and they have the Big 7 League locked up as well, Brandon. So you kind of look at this game and you say, well, what do we really need to do? Well, you don't want to lose. That's the whole thing. You don't want to lose, obviously. You would love to go out and get a final regular season win here this evening. Again, if you're Hiawatha, their biggest thing is you'd love to try to maybe knock off the number one team in Class 3A, and you'd love to knock them off and get a sweep here tonight and help out the girls' team and make it even better if you're Hiawatha in the school. Biggest game, though, if you want to look at Big 7 or the substate, Holton and Perry are playing tonight. They're battling for the second spot in Big 7 because they both have the same record at 10-3 overall in the Big 7 League. That's going to be a really good game to keep an eye on.
That one, of course, on the Holton Channel at MSCSports.net. And the first meeting, by the way, between Hiawatha and Sabetha, Blue Jays won it by 30 on January 10th. That was a 54-24 win, but the Redhawks are coming off a win. They beat Royal Valley on the road on Friday, which snapped a six-game losing streak. Redhawks won it over the Panthers 46-36 as they come into the regular season finale tonight with a record of 4-15. Let's get into the starting lineups, and we'll start with the road team, as always, from Hiawatha. Redhawks under fifth-year head coach Gary Smith. Four wins, 15 losses. They are 2-11 in Big 7 league play. Ashton Rocky in the backcourt, 5'10 senior at 5.3 points per game. Brent Barnhill, the senior, back for just his fourth game after missing a majority of the season with an injury sustained in football. Good to see him. So Brent Barnhill going to get a start tonight for the Redhawks. Cam Boswell, the 6-foot sophomore, leading scorer at 14 a game. And then down low, you got Caden Morton, 6'3 junior at 6.6 rebounds a game. And then David Keough, the 6'4 senior, 5 points and 5 rebounds per game. So again, for Sabetha, at 19-0, the number one team in 3A. It is senior night, so they're a little bit different with the starting lineup tonight. They will start Nathan Boos, a 5'8 senior. It's just 9 total points all season, but a quick and solid defender, earning a varsity letter a year ago. Matt Garber, the 6-foot senior, one of the best in this league and one of the best in the state. 18.5 points per game, over 3 rebounds and 3 assists a contest as well. Noel Niehaus, a 6'3 senior, 3.4 points and 4.1 rebounds per game. Preston Michael, also a start, 6'3 senior at 3 points, 3 rebounds a game. And then Davis Roeke, the 6'6 senior at 14.5 points and 7 rebounds per game. So again, for Scott Berger, year number 33, final year at the helm. His team undefeated at 19-0, number one in the state. Boos, Garber, Niehaus, Michael, and Roeke here on senior night. Redhawks, it'll be Rocky, Boswell, Morton, Keough, and Barnhill. We'll take a quick timeout for the national anthem. Tip-off is coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Hello, this is Dr. Brett Lukert from Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. Pain is never normal, and if you are in pain, that is your body's way of telling you that something is not right. We have a 95% satisfaction rate treating neck pain, back pain, and headaches. The main reason we get the great results that we do is we emphasize teamwork between doctor and patient and place an emphasis on correcting the problems rather than managing them. Remember, pain is not normal, and if you are experiencing any of these conditions, our team at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness is very successful treating them. Call us today at 284-0088.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Nightcap just getting ready to get going here. Blue Jays and Red Hawks. Number one, Sabetha, 19-0. Hiawatha in 4-15. Quick check on the Big 12 front. K-State looking like they're going to get a big win at home over Baylor, trying to close it out there in MHK, leading 67-55.
Got pulled up on the computer as well as this game.
So we had to, of course, keep an eye on the Cats. But here tonight, it's the Blue Jays and the Red Hawks. Final game of the regular season. Sabetha will go left to right here in the first half, and Hiawatha will go from right to left. It is Roki against Morton. Hiawatha wins the tip, and from right to left they go. We are underway in the first half. Boswell right back to Rocky, hands it right back to Boswell, bouncing it to Morton up top, looking for Keough in the paint, who goes over Michael, missing a shot. Roki the rebound. Blue Jays into the front court, their opening possession, no score, 20 seconds in. Matthew Garber, what a season, 18.5 points per game for the senior. Bouncing it to Voos, right side, now Roki, short corner right. Working into the paint, nice bounce pass, Niehaus, layup good, reverse style. Noel Niehaus with the bucket, 2-0 Sabetha, as we're coming up on 40 seconds in. Here's Barnhill up top to Boswell, one of the sharpest shooters in this conference at 40%. And he's hit over 43s this season. He has it at the point up top. Gets it right back from Barnhill. Long pass to Rocky in the corner. Closed out by Boos. Rocky curls in the lane. A one-handed shot, no good. Tipped in the air. And it's saved, but Niehaus getting it back. And it will be a turnover as it's a blocked shot inside as Garber had it taken away by Morton. And now here comes Hiawatha into the front court. Boswell, a quick pull, and that is pure nylon, baby. Again, I mentioned maybe the best shooter in the league at 41%, and that's now his 53rd three of the year. And it's a 3-2 Red Hawks lead at 90 seconds in. Here's Preston Michael, a touch right side. Roki, the block underneath, a little bit of hustle and muscle for two. Roki giving Sabetha the lead back at 4-3 as we're coming up on 2 minutes into this first quarter. In the first meeting back on January 10th, that was a 30-point Sabetha victory at Hiawatha. Redhawks turn it over here, looking for Morton up top, but Rockies pass too tall, even for Caden Morton, and out of play. And the Blue Jays get it back. 9-point game for the Cats, under a minute to go. Cats looking like they're going to hold on for a nice Big 12 win against Baylor. Garber driving, launching to Voos, up top to Michael. Roki a touch inside, right back to Michael. Tees one up, a deep three. That one's well off, no good. A rebound for Caden Morton. Here's Hiawatha into the front court. And it's Barnhill who's open for three. This one a little bit strong, tipped in the air. David Keough has it for a second chance opportunity. 4-3 Sabetha, 5.5 minutes to go, first period. Here's Rocky, right side on the wing, guarded by Niehaus. Picks up the dribble, Niehaus hounding him. Morton a touch towards the point. Left side pass to Barnhill. Now Keogh's open underneath, and it's rejected by Roki. Gets it back, shot up, no good. Now Caden Morton gets another rebound, and they'll have another opportunity here. Back-to-back offensive rebounds for a third try. Here's Morton at the point. Now Barnhill a touch. 3 minutes in and five to go here in the opening quarter. A 4-3 Sabetha lead. Here's Keogh at the elbow. Lost it in the paint. Gets it back. Still in the air. And now Barnhill gets it back and throws it up and in. Grant Barnhill. A bucket there, giving Hiawatha a 5-4 lead. As both teams a little sluggish, but back and forth here in the opening few minutes of the game. Here's Garber at the point, right side to Vuce, bouncing one to Roki. Working around Keogh, a lot of contact inside. There's the whistle and the foul. Keogh, the first foul of the game. And Sabetha underneath will have the ball at 4.5 minutes to go, trailing 5-4. Michael bouncing it into Roki, and it touched his knee and went out of bounds, and a Sabetha turnover. Blue Jays average 11 turnovers, nearly 12 turnovers a game. There's one there. And the Redhawks get it back in a 5-4 lead.
Yeah, and we talked about it. Senior night, so obviously you want to get the seniors the start. We're already halfway basically through the first quarter. How long, how much longer do you see McAfee and Bauman on the bench before they get in?
Here's Boswell, right side, a little fading Jay. It's a little bit short. Rebound Niehaus for Sabetha. Here's Garber, front court, left side, works it in the corner, now drives underneath, left his feet, Vuce in the corner, works it back to the wing, gets it off to Garber right there, 4 minutes to go in the corner, and a 5-4 Redhawks lead. Garber a pull-up J, hits the rim twice, falls off, no good, and a whistle and a foul. Roki got the rebound, and a foul against Hiawatha. I think two shots coming up here for Roki as the foul is on Brant Barnhill. Team second. And Roki to shoot two. 59% at the line this year. First free throw good. Roki has three. We're tied at five. Roki probably on pace for an all-league selection as well. He was last year, and he's averaging just nearly 15 points and 7 rebounds a game. He misses the second. Rebound for Keogh. And a 5-5 tie at 3:45 to go in the first.
Here come Bauman and McAfee to the scores table.
Two normal starters, but on senior nights, the juniors will step aside as Keogh has a nice hook shot in the paint for two. 7-5 Hiawatha. You know, the Redhawks had some early injuries that carried over from the football season, like Barnhill again missing a majority of the year. He probably would have been starting all year as Garber drives and lays it in from the left wing. 7-7 tie, 3:15 to go. Kind of staying on the Hiawatha talk again. They just had some tough injuries that kind of hurt them early on. And, again, it just hasn't been the best of seasons. But playing strong here early, 5 minutes into this one, a 7-7 tie here at 3A number one. Boswell up top, Morton right side to Barnhill on the wing, guarded by Niehaus. They go inside, that's Keogh for two, and too easy on that one. Roki got behind him, and Keogh, his second bucket, he's got four. A 9-7 Hiawatha lead at 2:41 to go. Next dead ball, we'll have our first subs of the game. Vuce a skip, Garber right corner, triple, short. Preston Michael the rebound, puts it back up, but he traveled with it. Second turnover by the Blue Jays, and here comes Marcus Bauman and Christian McAfee into the game. As Vuce and Michael, who again seniors, normally coming off the bench, but get the start tonight. Back to the normal starting five here for Scott Berger and crew. A 9-7 lead here for Hiawatha. Under 2.5 minutes to go in this first quarter. Here is Keogh, right side on the wing. Hands it off right there to Rocky, and they set it up for Barnhill. A little strong on a three, and McAfee, who just came in, got the rebound, brings it into the front court, hands it off to Garber. Long chest pass to Bauman on the wing left. Now it's McAfee at the elbow. Cut off by Morton. Right side to Niehaus. Inside, Roki. Shot up and no good. Missed it. Gets his own rebound, but a foul. Roki probably would tell you that more times than not, that first one should have gone in. But nonetheless, he got his rebound and kept the possession alive.
That's Keogh's second.
It's a big foul. Keogh now with two. Here's Garber. Works it in the paint. through two. Left-hander, no good. Fighting for the rebound. McAfee, another rebound. Now Roki drives from the right wing. Little dump down to McAfee. Layup good. Beautifully done, big to big. And McAfee off the bench. Quick 2 points and two rebounds. We're tied at nine. Minute 40 to go in the first. And the Cats have held on. They beat Baylor tonight 75-65. Good win for K-State. And a timeout real quick for Hiawatha. They nearly turned it over beyond midcourt. Believe it's a full, so we'll follow suit. 1:33 to go opening quarter. We got ourselves a 9-9 tie. Back in a moment here on KNCA.
We've all heard the phrase, that'll buff out. But in the collision repair industry, this is usually not the case. At Morrow Collision Repair, we are prepared for the cases that take more than a buff job to restore your vehicle to pre-accident condition. Our high-tech paint booth and quality refinish allows us to return your vehicle to you with a better-than-factory paint job. Morrow Collision Repair maintains excellence in every detail, from quality of our equipment to doing our part in protecting the environment by being the only shop in this area to spray water-based paint.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
First quarter action, 1:33 left. A 9-9 tie between Hiawatha and Sabetha. Brandon Salmon with you. Chance Lincoln Studio, Logan and Mike here, part of the Sabetha Channel, as we're deadlocked here. Late first quarter between Hiawatha and the number one ranked team in 3A. Sabetha looking to cap off an undefeated regular season at 19-0, looking for a 20-0 finish, but... And the Redhawks playing good here. 6-plus minutes in. Out of the timeout. Redhawks into the front court. Sabetha comes out of the timeout in a 2-1-2 zone. You got Roki and Niehaus, two long athletic guys on top of it. They got McAfee in the middle. And then the two guards, Garber and Bauman, down low. So look at that length you see up top with Roki and Niehaus. And the perimeter passing continues here for the Redhawks as it's Boswell left side, Rocky right side reversal, Barnhill on the wing, into the corner it goes. Now Boswell thought about a deep three, turns it down, Barnhill left side on the wing. A long pass is running that one down is Boswell, Bauman a near steal, it's tipped in the air and it is a Redhawks turnover. McAfee wants to go coast to coast, jump stop, layup good. The big fella. Yes, look at him go. 11-9 Sabetha, 38 seconds left in the quarter. Here's Boswell left side. Baseline drive, good dump down to Morton. Shot good. Good two-man game for Morton and Boswell. And Caden Morton has his first basket. We're tied at 11 at 25 seconds to go in the quarter. Garber into the front court. Redhawks going man-to-man. 20 seconds left in the period. We are deadlocked at 11. Down to 15. Garber left side to Roki, right back to Garber. 10 seconds to go, just in front of midcourt. Wants a high ball screen, gets it from McAfee, works to the corner. Roki up top, 4 seconds to go. Bauman to Garber in the corner, 2 seconds, and he traveled with it. A little hesitation in the corner on a drive, and a turnover by the Blue Jays, and now Hiawatha has 1.2 seconds to get it up the full length of the floor. Barnhill to throw it in, looking near midcourt, gets it into Boswell, who just throws one up. It's no good, and that takes us to the end of the first. And a good one here. The Redhawks on the road battling with number one Sabetha. An 11-11 tie through 8 minutes. Back for the second quarter after this on KNCA.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
After I drop the kids off, I have to run across town for a meeting, hit the gym during lunch, Jake has soccer tonight, and Emily has gymnastics? Oh, did I turn on the crock pot this morning?
With a never-ending to-do list, it's easy to forget something important, like setting up a life insurance plan with Shelter Insurance. Your local shelter agent can show you how to create a safety net for your family. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
Call your local shelter agents, Don Fate in Holton, or Dan Lears in Hiawatha.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Good one here through 8 minutes. Sabetha and Hiawatha deadlocked 11-11 as we start the second quarter here on senior night and the final game of the regular season for both of these teams. Blue Jays drive, Roki all the way in, but he's called for a travel. Make it 4 first half turnovers now by the Blue Jays. And the Red Hawks get it back with a chance to take the lead again. Blue Jays defense backing up. Into the front court is Rocky. Angles left. Hands it off to Boswell on the wing. Back up top to Barnhill. Barnhill makes a pass. Holds it at the hip. Now Morton at the point. Guarded by Roki. Blue Jays go back man-to-man. Here's Boswell. Little two-man game. Morton on the block. He's turning. Gets it back to Boswell. Ball fake gets by Bauman. And a nice dump down to Morton who lays it in for two. Four now for Morton, and the Red Hawks take a 13-11 lead early here in the second quarter. Here's Garber, right side, it's McAfee. Up top to Niehaus, left side to Roki. Roki back to Garber at the point, bouncing one in. This is in the paint, McAfee, Bauman straight on, a long three is good. Marcus Bauman, a sharp shooter, he's got the first triple for the Blue Jays. They retake the lead at 14-13, a minute into the second.
Yeah, and if you're Hiawatha, you don't want to let Marcus Bauman especially start getting hot.
He's a 40% three-point shooter and just made his 21st of the year. Here's Boswell, caught by Garber. Gets it to Morton, right side on the wing. Works it back to the point after one dribble. Long pass to Keough. Works around the arc from left to right. Dives in on the right wing. Gets it back to Roki, fumbling it a little bit, but Bauman forcing a pickup. Now a drive, Roki all the way, and lays it in over Roki. Nice finish at the rim for Ashton Roki. And a 15-14 Red Hawks lead at 6:22 to go until halftime. We have had multiple lead changes here early. McAfee lost in the paint. Able to gather it, the free throw line. Able to bounce it back to Garber up top. Resetting here, long pass to Roki near side. McAfee at the free throw line, facing the basket, ball fake. Now Bauman again, same spot, not the same result. McAfee, offensive rebound, and he is fouled and will shoot two after the putback was just a little bit too strong. 2 minutes exactly played in this second quarter. 6 minutes to go, McAfee to shoot two. Foul is on Barnhill, his second. And nothing but net for McAfee on the first free throw. He's got 5 here in the first half. And it's now 24 of 50 at the free throw line after that make. Preston Michael checks back in. Second short and a rebound for Keough. Malachi Isaac has also checked into the game for the Red Hawks. It's a 15-15 tie at under 6 minutes to go until halftime. Here's Keough, hands it off to Roki, left side on the wing. Isaac, who just came in, gets his first touch up top. Guarded by Michael. Waist side dribbles with the right hand. Now at the elbow, it's Morton. Back to Isaac. Now they set it up beautifully. Boswell a three. It's well off, no good. A rebound for Roki. They set it up just well off the target there. Not often you see Boswell do that as Bauman drives from the left wing and a casual layup with the left hand is pure. 5 for Bauman, 17-15 Sabetha at 5:20 to go in the quarter. Blue Jays man-to-man, Roki angles right, Boswell on the wing, Isaac has it up top, left side to Boswell on the wing. Roki nearly taking it away, but Morton chasing it down near midcourt. Now Boswell back on the right side, on the wing, works it back to the point. Now it's Keough, a right corner triple, that is way off, and a rebound for Bauman. Here's Bauman up the floor himself, into the front court. Diving through two, a little Euro layup, trickles out, no good, tipped out of bounds, and back to Hiawatha it goes. It's a good move by Bauman, just couldn't finish at the rim. And last touch by the Blue Jays. So 4:45 to go until halftime, a 17-15 score, Blue Jays by two, the Red Hawks with the ball back. Here's Isaac at the point, right side to Boswell, guarded by Garber, good matchup there between those two. Two leading scorers for their respective teams. Here's Keough. Nice drive and kick. It's Isaac on the wing. Turned down an open three to get it back up top to Roki. Now it's Isaac again. Faking to the point. Looking inside. Still holding. Still holding. Finally kicked in the air by Michael. And they will reset as Vooss has set the check back in here for Todd Berger. Or Scott Berger, excuse me. Wrong name there.
Oh, man. You'll get it eventually.
I mean, that was the first time all year that I have incorrectly said Todd Berger's name. Scott Berger's name, excuse me. See what I did? See what I did there?
Yeah.
But it's been obviously a heck of a year for him, and he's had such a great run, and, you know, what a way to go out in his last year with right now the best team in 3A is Keogh missing a little jump hook inside. It's tipped away from Bauman, but McAfee able to gather. But again, he'll tell you, all the success in the regular season doesn't mean much if you can't win in the postseason. And they will have a strong sub-state to go to. Marysville is there. They are hosting. They're a two-loss team and
yeah,
a top seven team in the class. As McAfee missed one inside, Michael with a putback, it's no good. And Rocky pushing into the front court here for the Redhawks. And now Boswell will try a left wing three that's off. Niehaus the rebound. And Bauman near side into the front court. With 3.5 minutes to go in the quarter, 17-15, Blue Jays by two. Here's Voos, a little floater, left it short. And then he's going to pick up the foul as Morton was able to get the miss. Seemed to be kind of one of those frustration fouls as Morton had it. And now we get a whistle and a substitution as Garber checks back in. Roki as well for the Blue Jays. Michael and Bauman take seats. And we get a 30-second timeout here called by Gary Smith and Hiawatha. 3:22 to go in the half. A 17-15 Blue Jays lead. And, well, talk about the Redhawks. Again, they haven't had the best of seasons. It's been quite down at times. They did get a win against Royal Valley on Friday by 10, which snapped a six-game losing streak. But, hey, right now they're playing some good ball and down by only two.
Yeah, you think about the last time these two teams played, and Brandon, you mentioned it, the 30-point win by the Blue Jays. And you have it on the paper, obviously. The least amount of points that Hiawatha has scored in a game this season was against the Bessa, and they only scored 24 in that one. So far, they have 15, so you're just 9 points from that. And we're still in the first half with three minutes left. The biggest thing for Hiawatha, as far as if you want to try to knock Sabetha off here tonight, you just got to keep doing what you're doing offensively, and defensively, you got to keep Sabetha off the board.
Yeah, Blue Jays certainly leading the rebound numbers right now as Rocky out of the timeout drives in, kicks it to Morton on the elbow. Back up top to Isaac as we're coming up on the final 3 minutes to go in half number one. Both teams have struggled at times offensively, had multiple lead changes, but right now, Rocky in some trouble guarded by Boos. Good back door. Isaac lost it. Niehaus chasing him back into the corner. Now Keogh has it right side on the wing. Back to Rocky. At 2:45 and counting in the first half. Lengthy possession here by the Redhawks. Rocky left side, closed down by Boos. Gets it to Morton up top. Looking right, instead comes back left, now turns and gets it back right side on the wing to Isaac. Isaac curling around, being guarded by Roki all the way to the corner, tipped in the air, and Roki comes away with a steal. Roki works it behind the back dribble, dumps it to Niehaus on the block, shot is good with a little bit of English on it. And Noel Niehaus, who scored the first basket of the game, gets his second, he's got four. That's the lead for the Blue Jays at 19-15. Boswell drives, deflected pass out of bounds, Redhawks will keep it. In down four.
And right quick, not sure what was going on there.
They just picked something up off the floor, one of the officials did.
Sabetha's already played Marysville once this season. Hiawatha, right now, seeding-wise, is going to play Marysville next week. First round is going to be in Marysville.
Those two teams played earlier this year in the midseason tournament at Nemaha Central, and Hiawatha gave them a game. It was within five in the fourth quarter, but Marysville was able to hold on to win that game. Those two might, again, as you mentioned, meet up here in the first round of sub-state. Out of the timeout, Garber knocks it near midcourt, and they get Garber with the foul. It would have been an easy layup, and it was kind of a delayed whistle, but Garber picks up his first. Just the second team foul. It's been kind of a light half in terms of the fouls. The Redhawks will keep it in the front courts. Down four at 19-15, just 1:52 remain here in the second. The Redhawks hanging around with the best team right now in Class 3A. After they lost by 30 in the first meeting just a little bit over a month ago. Now a lazy pass is taken away by Roki. Now Roki trying to do it all himself. He hammers it with the right hand. Count it and the foul. Holy moly. Five now for Roki. Emphatic with the right-handed jam and plus one to boot. And the foul against Boswell, his first team foul number five. Roki to try to cash a three-point play, a little strong off the heel. Isaac the rebound, but nonetheless emphatic on the 2 points there with a right-hand jam. 21-15 Sabetha at under 90 seconds to go in the half. Largest lead for either side in the game. Niehaus pokes it away and a steal. Another turnover by the Red Hawks. Garber missing the layup. Push back up. Roki again on a second try. And now 7 points and six rebounds here in the first half. And the Blue Jays with a heck of a run here down the stretch now lead it 23-15. And now Garber quickly picks up his second foul at 106 to go. And he might have to go to the bench as Bauman is set to check in. Smart play there by head coach Scott Berger, getting Garber out of there with two fouls. This is a nice run here by the Blue Jays to close out the half. Now lead it by eight with a minute to go. Here's Rocky, gets all the way to the corner, back to Keough. Morton's pass nearly taken away, but an aggressive attempt there by Roki, who's going to be charged with his first foul. At 56 seconds to go, it's on the floor. Redhawks will throw it in near sideline. A 23-15 deficit currently. Here's Isaac on the wing left. Up top it goes to Keough. Right side pass to Rocky in the corner. Now Morton a touch. Baseline right. Gets by Roki, but missed the layup, and McAfee the rebound. McAfee to Bauman. Long pass. Niehaus underneath. Shot is no good, but a foul, and Noel Niehaus will shoot two. 37.6 seconds remain. Isaac picks up his first. And Niehaus, 4 points, couple of rebounds here in the first half. He's not had the greatest numbers from the stripe. Hasn't been there a lot this year. First one up, no good. It's just his 16th attempt of the year. Now 7-16 at the line. As a team, Sabetha, 65%. Niehaus makes the second. Goes 1-for-2, and the lead is 9. 24-15 at 35 seconds to go in the half. Rocky into the front court, hands it off to Isaac at the point. Angles left, hands it off to Boswell on the wing, works it inside, kicks it back out to Isaac. Now up top to Rocky, 22 seconds to go. Isaac gets a bounce pass left side on the wing. Niehaus forcing him left, and a lazy pass is taken away. Here's McAfee coast to coast, and he is bumped by Keough on the floor at 13.4 seconds to go. I think that's team foul number 7, so it's going to be a 1-1 here. Or Christian McAfee. So McAfee will shoot a 1-1. Keough has to come out.
That's his third.
Yeah, Keough now with three fouls. Not the smartest foul. It's a big third foul. He has to come out. And McAfee to shoot a 1-1. First one good. Good first half for Christian McAfee. 6 points and five rebounds. 2-3 now at the line. And the second is no good. Rims out. Morton the rebound. A 10-point lead with 10 seconds to go. And the Redhawks stop this run and get some positives here. 3 seconds. Boswell fades away. A deep three. Off no good. Roki the rebound at half court. Don't think he got it off anyways. But nonetheless, that takes us to the end of the first half. It was competitive and close early, but a big run for the Blue Jays to open up a 10-point first half lead. Two quarters down and two to go. Blue Jays 25-15 over Hiawatha. Our halftime show is next, presented by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. We're back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Eggs are cheaper in the country. Tires are too.
Score big savings on Kenda Tires at Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Kenda Tires deliver premium performance at a value price. And if you buy four at Wilson's Direct, you get free roadside hazard coverage and free rotations too. Get out of town and save on Kenda Tires at Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton.
There's only one, Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires.
WilsonsDirectTires.com.
For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call in, carry out, or eat in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yinkst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Good finish to the half for Sabetha. They were getting everything and a little bit more from the Redhawks in the first half, but a 10-0 run to close out the final few minutes. What was a 15-15 tie at one point in the second quarter is now a Sabetha 25-15 halftime lead. Brandon, Chance, Logan, and Mike all with you here. And we mentioned it a couple of times throughout the broadcast already. Number one in 3A, Sabetha trying to close out the regular season with an undefeated record, coming in at 19-0. But again, the Redhawks playing a good half for about 80% of it until the final few minutes, but the Blue Jays forced some turnovers, got out in transition, able to build one up to 10.
Yeah, and you look at this game, and you talked about it, Brandon, how it started, and at the end of the first quarter, it was tied at 11-all. So, Hiawatha, I mean, yeah, you're down 10, but it's like what we saw in the girls game with Sabetha. They were down 10 at halftime and came back and only lost it, you know, by have to go back on that final.
44-40.
Yeah, a four-point game. So Hiawatha, as far as the boys' side, is not out of it. However, you kind of gave Sabetha momentum down the stretch there, and a big momentum shift was that one-handed dunk by Davis Roki. That was just huge, as well as the foul. If he could have finished off that three-point play, this could be an 11-point lead. But you look at it, Brandon, as well. Sabetha, obviously, they went a little bit different tonight, being senior night. They started pressing Michael and Nathan Views in place of McAfee and Bauman. As soon as those two come in, they're off and running. McAfee has 6, and Bauman has 5 already in this game. Your other points, you got 2 with Garber, and you got 5 with Niehaus, and you got 7 with Davis Roki. The other interesting thing, you think about somebody like Noel Niehaus, not really known as much for his scoring. He's more of the, we like to call him the dirty work player. He gets the rebound defensively, gets after the ball. When he gets scoring, look out for this Sabetha team. This Sabetha team can go quite a ways.
Yeah, Niehaus, a kid that averaged 4.6 rebounds a game last year. Those numbers are down just a touch, but again, very athletic. A nice spark in the first half with 5. Again, as Logan mentioned, 7 for Roki. McAfee with 6, came off the bench. But right now, the Blue Jays, again, ended the half on a 10-0 run. They lead at 25-15 at the half. Scoring for the Redhawks, they got 4 apiece from Caden Morton and David Keough. They got 3 from Cameron Boswell. They got 2 apiece from Ashton Rocky and also Brant Barnhill. Redhawks had 7 turnovers. They did not shoot a free throw in the first half, and they were unable to hit a shot from the outside. Blue Jays, on the other hand, 4 turnovers. They were 4 of 9 at the line, so they had a little bit of a struggle from the charity stripe. They hit 1 triple, but they out-rebounded the Redhawks 17-11 in that first half. 25-15, the Blue Jays lead it. We're back after this on KNZA.
Rainbow Fiber Internet construction has started for the Bromley Park, Jackson Park, and Mount St. Scholastica Fiberhoods. These 3 fiberhoods comprise over 20.4 miles of fiber and serve 626 residents and business locations. To learn if your home is in a Rainbow Fiber service area or if it is coming soon, visit the website fiber.rainbowtel.net. Now is the time to submit your information for fast, reliable fiber internet at fiber.rainbowtel.net.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our 4-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com. Equal housing lender.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler DDS on Facebook.
Deer and snow are nice to see, but not when you're behind the wheel. If winter strikes your vehicle, trust the fender mender in Everest. Lawrence and crew are the experienced professionals. Perfect paint and all auto body repairs. That's the fender mender in Everest. Mending broken parts.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunity.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Halftime score, 25-15. 3A number one, Sabata, the 10-point lead at home on senior night as they look to wrap up an undefeated regular season. Already the Big 7 League champs. And think about this. They were 18-5 a year ago. You combine the two. How about 37-5 the Blue Jays are since the start of last season. That includes 24-3 in Big 7 League play. This is a team that's been on quite the tear here in the last near two seasons.
Yeah, and you think about 2 years ago, they only won three games. They went 3-18 2 years ago. So really flipped. A lot of these guys playing were sophomores and even freshmen at the time. They got a lot of valuable experience at the varsity level. They played a really, really good role of Valley team three times last season. Got a lot of experience there against a team like them. Now they're kind of the Royal Valley this year. You got the heights, you got the team. You got the team to make a run at this, you know, when it comes down to sub-state and state. Only problem, you got Marysville in your sub-state. They gave you a run for your money very first game of the year. Again, it was that first game, you know, kind of a feel-out process on how the season maybe, you know, is going to work out for you. Marysville only lost that one by six. You're in the same sub-state. They're the two seed. You're the one seed. Brandon, we talked about it. Your next best team is ACCHS, so you'd have to think, at least on paper and just what these teams have done, who's going to stop Marysville and Sabetha? Are they on a collision course to be matched up next Saturday over in Marysville for that chance to go to state? And here's the other thing that's interesting with this, Brandon. Perry LeConte hosts their sub-state. Sabetha's played him twice. Hiawatha's played him twice. Marysville, I don't know if they've played Marysville and Perry, but the winner of that sub-state could possibly, you know, Sabetha could possibly get Perry at state if Perry would happen to win their state or a sub-state championship as well. So there's a lot of great opportunities, if you will. And Hiawatha, you look at the bottom half of the sub-state right now, it's Nemaha Central, Riley County, Hiawatha, and Minneapolis. Don't know much about Minneapolis, but as far as the other three, Riley County, again, don't really know a lot just off the record. Maybe that Nemaha Central Riley County Hiawatha could one of those pull an upset, you know, first night next Tuesday, or maybe even, you know, if they make it to Friday, could they pull an upset there? And maybe Hiawatha and Sabetha for the sub-state championship, who knows?
It's going to be a lot of fun to kind of see how things shape out here in the next few days, but sub-state does start next week. These two wrapping up the regular season portion of the schedule tonight, as we are just moments away from the start of the second half, so we're going to keep it right here. Again, our halftime show brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. As Sabetha closed out that first half on a 10-0 run, leading it now 25-15. Looks like the normal starters will begin here for the Blue Jays in the second half with McAfee, Roki, Bauman, Niehaus, and Garber. And what did the Redhawks need to do to get themselves back in this one?
Well, you got to, if you're Hiawatha and you coach Gary Smith, the biggest thing, you got to keep size on the floor. You start losing your size, and a good example is David Keough. He picked up 3,000 in the first half. He's 6'4". You got to keep him on the floor if you can, because if you take him off the floor due to foul trouble, you give, you know, guys like Davis Roki, Noel Niehaus, Christian McAfee, you give them the height advantage inside. They can just go right up with it. He's going to stop them.
Well, here we go. It's the second half. We're underway. We switch sides. Redhawks with the opening possession. Down 10. They go now from left to right. Blue Jays come out in a zone defense. And we're off and running in the third. Here's Roki in the corner, short corner dump. It's Morton now inside. Keough Contested shot tipped in the air, and it's back out to Rocky, who fires. And just grazing the rim short on a three and deflected out of bounds, but the Redhawks will keep it. Last touch by Garber. Here's Rocky at the point. Tossing one right side on the wing to Barnhill. Right back, a lob pass to Rocky at the point. Again, that length up top, and there's Niehaus, who knocks it away and comes away with a steal. Redhawks' first turnover of the second half, their eighth of the game. McAfee on the block, turns, fires, left it short. And a foul on, I believe, McAfee on the rebound attempt, and that'll be his first. So 45 seconds into the third. Still 25-15 our score. Rocky into the front court, lobs one to Boswell, into the corner with Morton. And now long pass to Boswell, right side. Back to Barnhill, chest pass Rocky, open for three, left wing. This one a little bit strong, tipped in the air. Roki has it. For the Blue Jays, up the floor, Bauman throws one up. Off the mark, no good. Rebound for Keough. And Keough mentioning again with the three fouls. Played a minute 20 in this third. And Boswell tries a deep three, in and out. Rebound McAfee. Here's Garber into the front court. Long pass left side. Roki drives all the way in. Kicks it out to Bauman. Now head of steam. Rejected by Morton, but McAfee the rebound. And now his turnaround off the heel. Hits the rim four times and drops through. Eight now for Christian McAfee. Morton into the front court. Layup. Missing it. Just had a chance. Garber the rebound. Pushing the tempo. Roki to Niehaus. Two on one. Missed the layup, but a foul.
And this should go on Ashton Rocky first.
Rocky, and yeah, was the one around it. Rocky does pick up the first foul. Niehaus will shoot two. 5 points, a couple of rebounds here tonight. First free throw good. And he's got six. And the lead is 28-15. At 6:04 to go in this third. Second by Niehaus, good as well. Lead slowly building, 29-15, 2 minutes in, six to go, quarter three. Here's Rocky into the front court. The Blue Jays stay with that extended length on the 2-3 zone. Boswell at the point, right side to Rocky. And now a whistle and a timeout as Hiawatha's going to burn a quick 30 with Gary Smith, and we'll keep it right here, 5:50 to go in this third. A 14-point lead now. So going back to that run, remember it was 15-15 at one point. This is a 14-0 run by the Blue Jays going all the way back to about midway through that second quarter. So again, offensively, the Redhawks have gone stagnant after going really shot for shot through the first quarter and change.
And, Brandon, if I was to tell you Sabetha was up 29-15 and Matthew Garber only had 2 points to this point, would you believe me?
Well, remember, there was a game we did earlier in the year where
I can't remember who it was, but
Garber was real slow. I think he ended up with like 10 or 12, but like it was real late.
Yeah.
Pretty much for like 2.5 quarters, he had pretty much been held kind of scoreless or down, maybe a bucket or two, but you don't see it too often.
But if you look at it, Christian McAfee averages 11, he's got 8 already. Davis Roki averages 14, he's got 7. Nolan Niehaus has already doubled his scoring average. He averages, you know, about 3, he's got 7. Marcus Bauman about 7, he's got 5. So we'll see what happens.
Just balance across the board. Rocky, kind of a tough shot out of the timeout, and Barnhill nearly coming away with a steal. The Blue Jays get it inside. Here's McAfee trying to build on their lead. Gets it to the free throw line, dumps it to Niehaus, but a whistle and a bump foul. It'll be against the Redhawks. It's Caden Morton who picks up his first team foul number two.
Kind of shot Garber in to shoot the three there. Defender backed off, and he was wide open.
Roki lost it, tried to throw it off a defender, but McAfee able to get it in the paint. Left-hander rattles in off the window. McAfee into double figures with 10. And it's 31-15. The lead is 16, and right now it's that 16-0 run. 15-15 at one point, but now 31-15. 3 minutes in, 5 to go, quarter 3. Here's Keough, a little hook shot, no good, but a foul. Free throws coming up here for David Keough. I think the foul's on McAfee, which would be his second.
It is.
And it is. David Keogh to shoot two. 2 points, five rebounds here in the first half. He's had a couple big games this year. He had a game back in late January as he makes the first of the two free throws. He had 16 points, 10 rebounds, 3 assists, 3 blocks, and 2 steals in their game at Nemaha Central. He had a 12-12 game against Royal Valley right after the break, so he has had a couple good games this year. He made the second as well, so 6 for him tonight. That finally stops the run. Now 31-17 the score, 4:50 to go here in the third. Here's McAfee on the block. Good kick. Garber tries and drills a left-wing triple. 5 now in the game for Matthew Garber. His first 3 tonight, and it's now 34-17, a double up here for the Blue Jays on their home floor. 4.5 minutes to go in this third quarter. It has been all Sabetha since about midway through the second. Here's Keogh spinning and firing. Shot blocked. And McAfee with great defense there. Gets it to Bauman across midcourt. Now Garber again open for 3. Not this time. Nobody boxing out McAfee. Dumps it to Garber. Layup good. 5 straight for Garber. He's got 7. The lead is 36-17. In the blink of an eye, things are much different than how it felt about 7 minutes of game time ago. Blue Jays, that's just what they can do. They can go on scoring runs quickly, and if you can't answer, again, it was tied midway through the second. Now Hiawatha down almost 20. Here's Rocky at the point, guarded by Niehaus, diving in, kicks it to Keogh, works it back up top, guarded by McAfee to the free throw line, back to the bucket, Barnhill left side to Boswell, guarded by Bauman. Boswell, right-handed push shot, no good in the paint, another McAfee rebound. McAfee, Garber into the front court, had numbers, now a little hezzy, nice little dump down. McAfee, little push shot with the right hand over the front rim, and a fist pump to boot. McAfee working on a double-double, 38-17, and the Redhawks turn it over. Trying to get it up the floor quickly, now 9 turnovers as Boos and Michael check in.
Now Coach Smith has took another timeout.
Going to be another 30, or correction, they change it to a full, so we'll follow suit. It's all Blue Jays now. 3:11 to go, third quarter. 38-17 score back after this on KNZA.
Anderson Meats has immediate openings to process your livestock. Give them a call and get your meat processing done soon at 785-985-2292. Anderson Meats will be expanding their services soon to include retail sales. Keep listening for further details about adding retail sales at Anderson Meats in Troy, where they appreciate your business and look forward to serving you with immediate openings available for your meat processing. Located south of Troy on Last Chance Road, call them at 785-985-2292.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Now, from midway through the second quarter, the Blue Jays are currently on a 23-2 run and lead the Redhawks 38-17 at 3:11 to go in this third quarter. But again, 23 of the last 25 points have gone to the Blue Jays. They have the ball out of the timeout. Redhawks out of the timeout, step back into a 2-3 zone. And Michael, who just checked back in, a touch right side. Now Bauman left side on the wing, drives and kicks it to Boos in the corner. Back to Bauman up top. Right side to Michael on the wing. Now Roki gets a touch up top. Over the head inside, McAfee through 3 defenders with the left hand, and he is strong. Puts it up and in. And McAfee with 14. And the lead is now 40-17. Boswell lost it in a turnover. Here's Roki into the front court, and he'll lose it. And Rocky comes away with a steal. 5 turnovers now by the Blue Jays. Keogh into the paint, drives. Not sure if that was a pass or a shot, but nonetheless, Roki now has it. And dribbles himself far sideline into the front court. Bauman up top, and they'll reset. Under 2:20 left in this third quarter, 40-17. It is right now a 25-2 run by the Blue Jays going back to middle of the second quarter. Roki, ball fake, shot no good, but a foul, and Roki will shoot 2. Team foul number 3 against the Redhawks.
That's on Keogh, his 4th.
Yeah, Keogh now with 4. At 2:05 to go in the third, Roki to shoot 2. He's got 7 points tonight, missing the first. but he also has 10 rebounds. Right now, unofficially, both Roki and McAfee each with 10 rebounds apiece. First time tonight, we're going to see Jacob Grimm, who checks in. Garber back on the floor as well. And the second free throw is missed. Morton the rebound for Hiawatha. 2 minutes to go in this third quarter. Blue Jays in control now. It's 40-17. Here's Rocky. Hands it off to Barnhill. Morton gets it at the point. And Roki knocks it away, trying to go behind the back, and then he lost it. And they go back-to-back turnovers. Boswell lobs one. Rocky on the wing, driving inside on Boost. Good kick. Keough on the wing, up top to Barnhill. Now Rocky in the paint, stops and pops, and missing it, rattles in and out, and Roki the rebound. Now 90 seconds to go in the quarter. Garber into the front court with Sabetha leading by 23. Garber gets it back up top. Boost, Roki, Grimm, and Michael on the floor for 3A number one Sabetha. Garber, they set it up. He tees up a long three. Pure nylon. Remember when Logan mentioned Garber at one point had two points, and you don't see it too often? Well, he has 8 in the quarter, and it's hit double figures. He's got 10. Keough a drive. Layup. Good. And the foul. David Keough, an and one, who still plays here in the third quarter late, but has 4 fouls. He's up to 8 points. A chance for one more.
I think they just got Grimm.
Yep, Jacob Grimm, who just checked in. Picks up his first foul tonight. Roki checks out. Niehaus back in. Boswell is out. We'll see Zachary Kappelman. First time for him tonight for the Redhawks. So we got 59 seconds to go in this third quarter. Right now it's 43-19 Sabetha. Finally, Keough gets it from the official, trying to cap off a 3-point play, and he does. 9 points in the game for Keough. He comes out. Malachi Isaac will check in. The Blue Jays have it. 43-20 is their lead. Garber into the front court with under a minute to play. Here's Boost right side, bouncing it to Grimm. He's doubled. Niehaus lost it, but a foul. Just the 4th team foul against the Redhawks. They get Kappelman with his first, who just checked in. Preston Michael to throw it in, right side of his own backboard. It has been all Blue Jays since middle of the second. And the hot hand right now is Matthew Garber, his 3rd triple. He's got 13-11 here in the quarter. It's 46-20.
Spoken into existence, Brandon.
I know. Do everything we can to speak it into existence. Well, right now the Redhawks trailing big, 30 seconds to go in the third. Kappelman left side, it goes to Barnhill, up top to Isaac. Isaac guarded by Michael, works it to the left wing, now back to the point, hands it off to Rocky right there. Ball screen on Boos. Now Barnhill drives, dumps to Morton, nice two-man game, but missing the layup, and Grimm the rebound. Grimm launching one up the floor to Michael. 10 seconds to go, Garber drives, layup no good. Able to get his own rebound, and he puts it back up and in. What a quarter for Matthew Garber, 2 seconds to go, and that'll take us to the end of the third. Complete dominance by the Blue Jays. They lead it by 28 as we head to the fourth quarter. 48-20 our score back after this on KNZA.
The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company was established in 1871 and is the oldest state-chartered bank in Kansas. The M&J Banks are a branch of the Bank of Blue Valley, offering commercial, business, and personal banking while allowing you to manage your finances around the clock with anytime banking featuring online and mobile options. The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company. Stop by branch locations in Hiawatha, Sabetha, or log on to mjbtrc.com. Member FDIC. Service is the key word you get when you pull into AG's service at 121 South 8th in Sabetha. Their goal is complete car care. They do custom exhaust, wheel alignments, brakes, shocks, struts, and tie rod ends. See them for tune-ups, oil and lube, batteries, tires, and computerized wheel balancing. And keep your vehicle looking good with their touchless automatic car wash. Stop in. They earn your business at AG's service, 121 South 8th in Sabetha.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
A Well, the Blue Jays in control as we start the fourth quarter. They lead Hiawatha 48-20. It's been a dominant performance by the Blue Jays since quarter number one. We start the fourth quarter. Blue Jays with the basketball leading big, looking to cap off a perfect regular season, coming in at 19-0 and on pace for win number 20 in game number 20. It's been an impressive season. Still the possession here for the Blue Jays. Michael lost it on the block, and it's taken away by Morton. Turnover by the Blue Jays. Here's Kappelman into the front court. Gets it back to Isaac up top. Right side to Barnhill on the wing. And back up to Kappelman. Kappelman on the dribble, guarded by Grimm. Difficult shot. Rattles out, no good. Grimm the rebound. And now we get a whistle and a timeout here called by Scott Berger and crew. It's a 30, so we'll keep it right here. Timeout's brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. As again, it's been all Blue Jays here since the first quarter.
And Brandon, I just made a quick bracket.
There you go.
For the sub-state, just kind of look ahead a little bit here. If you look at the bracket right now, besides Sabetha's on, again, Sabetha would be your one seed. They'll get Minneapolis first round next Tuesday night here at home. Their 4 and 5 seeds on the same side would be number 4, Concordia, number 5, Nemaha Central. You look at the other side, Hiawatha would be your 7 seed. They'll play Marysville first round over in Marysville. And Riley County should be the 6 seed going to number 3 ACCHS first round on that side of the bracket.
Okay. Quick sub-state look there. Nicely done. Blue Jays in control here. Early fourth quarter. Garber into the front court. Out of the timeout. Now Vuce a touch of the corner. Here's Niehaus on the block. Turns away from the bucket. Is bumped and fouled. And if it's Isaac, that is his second. Team number 5. It is Isaac for his second foul. Boswell, and we'll also see 5'10 senior Cade Pyle check in. Red Hawks going a little bit deeper into the bench. Pyle entering the game for his 7th appearance this season. Deflected pass out of bounds. Sabetha keeps it underneath. 7 minutes to go in the game. They lead it by 28. And this was tied at 15-15 at one point, but it's now 48-20. Here's Michael, little Dirk Nowitzki fadeaway, a little strong off the heel, and a rebound for Caden Morton. Here's Kappelman into the front court, down the middle from left to right. Now angles left, tossing one into the corner with Boswell, closed out by Michael quickly. Rocky at the point, splitting two all the way, layup no good. Morton the rebound, he puts it up and in. 6 now for Caden Morton to go along with 7 boards. It's now 48-22. That's 6.5 minutes to go. So again, the final game of the regular season for both these teams. They'll have some time off before sub-state begins next week as Niehaus had it knocked away and a steal. Kappelman comes away with it. Blue Jays turn it over for an 8 time tonight. Now Boswell into the front court as Barnhill has it at the points. Now Boswell back to Rocky. He curls to the free throw line, dumps it to Morton on the block. Little hesitation and a push shot is good with the right hand. Morton, the last 2 buckets for the Red Hawks. He's got 8 tonight. 48-24, under 6 minutes to go. Sabetha into the front court with Boos. A little pull-up J. A little strong there. Niehaus, though, grabs the rebound. He throws one up, no good. Now Rogie gets an opportunity, and he is fouled, and it's an and-one. Rogie now with 9. Rogie and McAfee have been cleaning the glass tonight. Rogie has struggled at the line. He's just 1 for 5.
That foul's on Rocky, by the way.
And Rocky does pick up the foul, his 2nd. Rogie will try to cap off a 3-point play. This time he does, and he's got a double-double. Count up the boards once we get closer to the end of the game, but Boswell a quick drive, layup good. Boswell with 5. 51-26, Sabetha at 5:35 to go in the game. Garber into the front court, far sideline on the wing. Dumps it to the elbow there with Rokey. Looking for a skip pass. Instead up top, it goes to Niehaus. Looking inside. Now Vuce on the left wing. Curls up top. Now Michael. Back to Niehaus in the paint. Back to the bucket. Good kick. Setting a right corner 3 is a little bit short. Skips into the hands of Vuce, who turns around and misfires. Tipped in the air. Now Garber gets a chance and another chance here. As Michael has it short corner. Deflected pass. Third opportunity here on this possession for the Blue Jays. At 5:03 to go, leading 51-26. be Preston Michael to throw it in. Right side of his own backboard, looking for a play to develop right into Roki, and he puts it up and in. Roki now with 12, makes it 53-26 at under 5 minutes to go. An impressive night for the Blue Jays as Boswell gets to the right wing and has an open look, short on a three. Kate Pyle the rebound and rejected out of bounds, but a whistle and a foul. Free throws coming up here for Brant Barnhill. I think they get Niehaus here. Was I right there? No. I think Roki picked up the foul, his second.
Yep.
And this puts Barnhill at the line. The senior with 2 points tonight. First time at the stripe. 4:44 left in the game. First free throw is good. He's got three. Makes it 53-27. And Scott Berger is going to clear the bench. So we'll dive through him here. Will Ulrich. Jacob Grimm is back in.
Number 25 is Nate Minold.
Nate Minold is on the floor. Tyler Minold as well.
And number 4 is Colin Evans.
Evans has checked in.
Free throw is good, by the way.
Free throw is good. Thank you very much. So Barnhill now with 4. Sabetha has cleared the bench with 4:30 to go in the game, leading 53-28. Here's Grimm at the elbow. This is Evans up top. Right side now, this is Will Ulrich. Driving is Nate Minold. Bouncing it to the corner, it's Evans. Back up top, Will Ulrich drives. Left wing, bouncing it to Grimm inside. Out of bounds and a turnover. Well, I wouldn't say much needed rest, but plenty of rest here in the fourth quarter for the starters, as now they set their sights.
Yeah.
Red Hawks have it with 4 minutes to go. Here's Pyle, a drive, kicks to Roki, a good look, missing a three, rebound for Grimm. Here is Will Ulrich into the front court. Blue Jays, 3:45 to go, leading 53-28. Grimm on the block, nice drop step. Might have been blocked by Morton from behind. He grabs the miss. And Roki pushing the pace into the front court. Bouncing it to Boswell, deep from the left wing. Toilet bowls out, no good. Rebound for Grimm. Here's Ulrich near sideline pushing the pace into the front court for Sabetha. Calvin Evans now left wing. Works it up top. Ulrich gets it back right side. Now Nate Minold. Grimm on the block. Little turn around, fake, kicks it back into the corner. Baseline drive by Nate Minold, had it knocked out of bounds. 3:08 to go. Hiawatha's going to bring in a couple subs. We'll see the sophomore, Connor Kettler. And also Cooper Jacobson, 6'1 junior, was checked in as well. A 25-point Sabetha lead at 3:08 to go. Here is Tyler Minold. Into the corner, it's Nate Minold. Back to Tyler up top. Back to Nate in the corner, baseline drive, gets to the rim, missed the shot, rebound Morton. Hiawatha pushing it into the front court, near side with under 3 minutes to go. Boswell passing cut, not there. Jacobson a touch up top. Now Boswell working it back to the point with under 2:45 to go. We'll have our final round of our locker room chats tomorrow and Thursday nights. That'll wrap up that portion of our coverage this season. Some teams will have regular season games on Friday, but sub-state brackets for 2A and 3A we know will be out tomorrow at some point. 4A, 5A, and 6A probably out either Friday night or Saturday. 2:20 to go. Red Hawks getting it back. Deflected pass out of bounds. Pyle drives. Stops on a dime. Morton left side. Now Jacobson. Started by Minold, driving. Morton at the elbow. Kicks it up top. Kettler tries. Misfiring on a three. And a rebound here for Tyler Minold. And here is Will Ulrich into the front court with under 2 minutes to play. Still 53-28. Blue Jays came into tonight averaging over 61 points per game. They're not going to hit that threshold, more than likely. As Tyler Minold misfires the left wing three, but an offensive rebound by Calvin Evans. Right side to Ulrich, works it back to the point. Now he drives, had it knocked away. Jacobson gets a steal. Red Hawks with Boswell, pushing it across from left to right. Long pass to Pyle in the right side corner. Jacobson up top. This is Kettler drives, kicks it right, but to nobody and out of bounds. Turnover Red Hawks, a minute 20 to go. Harper Schmelzley, we will now see, and Kellen Winger. So a couple more in off the deep portions of the bench as Ulrich and Grimm will get breathers. And we're down to 120 to go. We also see a freshman for Hiawatha. That's Ethan Morton. When we're down to under 80 seconds to go, both teams bench players in. That's going to be a turnover by the Blue Jays over and back. And Hiawatha gets it back as we're still stuck on 53-28. Been like that for a few minutes now. An impressive as you can be, the Blue Jays have been really number one ranked for the last month. For a while, they were ranked two behind Southeast of Saline, but once they took that number one spot, missed layup inside for Hiawatha, rebound for Nate Menold. And then he has it knocked away by Ethan Morton, and Morton's going to take it all the way, left side, and up and in with the right hand. 53-30 at 45 seconds to go. But again, the Blue Jays just so impressive this year, number one ranked. Lead now like five or six consecutive weeks. There's a block shot inside. Good defense. Rebound for Calvin Evans. Down to 30 seconds to go, and now a whistle and a foul against Hiawatha. With 30 seconds to go, it's going to be a 1-1 here for the Blue Jays. As the foul is on Pyle, his first. Again, the seventh team foul. This puts Calvin Evans at the line for a 1-1. And his free throw is good. He will get a second. Makes it 54-30 at 30 seconds to go. Evans again. Got them both. 2 points for him. Makes it 55-30. Not much time left, just 25 seconds to go. Here's Kappelman, drives, off-balance shot, off the heel strong, rebound Sabetha. And Schmelzley with that board, pushing it into the front court, 15 seconds to go. Blue Jays are going to wrap up a perfect regular season and go 20-0 into Substate next week. Final 5 seconds roll off the clock. Couple extra passes, and that, my friends, will do it. An impressive regular season is capped off for the Blue Jays tonight at home with a 25-point win over Hiawatha to go 20-0 during the regular season. A perfect league record as well. Red Hawks with the loss will finish the regular season at 4-16. They finished 2-12 in league play. Final score again, 55-30. We'll recap it and wrap things up when we come back here on KNZA.
Hi, I'm Ryan Lemkuhl, owner-broker at B Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. B Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Roy and Eric at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha offer an educational approach to help you make informed decisions about your crop insurance. Farmers Mutual Hail gives them access to proprietary products like ECO Plus and Ramp. These products allow them to offer up to 95% protection of your APH on an optional unit basis. March 15th is quickly approaching, so stop in at 621 Main in Sabetha or call them at 785-284-7611 to learn more.
The smell and beauty of fresh flowers, the feeling of joy receiving or purchasing a gift. When you're ready to make someone smile, Village Sampler in Sabetha is ready to help. Village Sampler has flowers for all occasions, weddings, anniversaries, funerals, special events, and holidays, along with candy bouquets, Mylar and latex helium balloons. Village Sampler also has home decor, candles, napkins, silk arrangements, foaming hand soaps, and lotions. In time of grief, they have memorial items like lanterns, concrete statues, and plaques Come make smiles at Village Sampler in Sabetha.
Sabetha Community Hospital is proud to offer a wound care clinic staffed by Susan Luger and Christy Hartig, as well as a team of nurses and technicians, all with advanced wound care training. The Sabetha Wound Care Clinic at Sabetha Hospital is an outpatient facility offering a comprehensive approach for patients with non-healing wounds. The clinic is open Mondays from 8:30 to 4:30. To learn more about wound care, as well as all the services and resources available at Sabetha Community Hospital, visit sabethahospital.com.
Citizen State Bank in Hiawatha is your hometown bank. We offer professional, personalized banking services that include deposit accounts, loans, IRAs, trust services, and much more. Our bank has up-to-date technology so you can bank from home or on the go. We take pride in helping our customers achieve their banking goals. Call us or stop in anytime to see what we can do for you. Citizen State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Regular season finale split here at Sabetha tonight, as it was the Hiawatha girls victorious in game one, 44-40. And the Blue Jay boys, number one in the state in Class 3A, wrap up a perfect regular season, pulling away from Hiawatha, winning big, 55-30 in the nightcap to go 20-0. Redhawks drop to 4-16 after the loss, and will finish 2-12 in Big 7 league play. Again, one final time, Brandon, Logan, Chance, Michael with you. And again, if the numbers are correct, and there's a lot of things you can point to, but obviously this game was close, back and forth in the first quarter. It was tied early midway through the second quarter, but if you want to go back to the end of the first quarter, it was tied at 11. From the beginning of the second quarter for the rest of the game, Sabetha outscored Hiawatha 44-19, and they out-rebounded the Redhawks again, unofficially, but what we got here, 43-19. McAfee and Roki both with double-digit rebound efforts tonight, but again, there's a lot of things you can point to. But a big win, and especially after kind of a slow start, Redhawks were hanging in there. They really put it on them in the final three quarters.
Yeah, and you look at the final score and you think, you got to think to yourself, Hiawatha only had 30 points. They had 15 at the end of the first half. You know, they were right there. At the end of the first quarter, it was tied at 11. You know, they get down by 10, and at the end of, you know, three quarters of play, they only got 20 points. So Sabetha just kind of dominated, you know, through the second quarter, just got the momentum and just rode with it and go on to get their 20th victory overall this season, 14th in league play. And going into Substate next week, Brandon, I just don't know who maybe necessarily wants to even face this team. You know, you don't want to run into buzzsaw, if you will, like Sabetha, where, you know, it looked like, whoa, Matthew Garber's not going to get his usual points, you know, or anywhere close to it. He only had 2 points until quarter number three. Then he just explodes and finishes with 15 points in the game, but you just look around the entire Sabetha team and you think, if they can get this kind of production from other players, this team's going to be so hard to stop.
Again, compare the same Substates, of course. We talked the girls and how much more balanced it is from top to bottom. You have six teams, I believe, double-digit wins, and at least on the boys' front right now, it looks like a collision course for Marysville-Sabetha. Now, that's not saying that's going to happen.
No.
But as far, if you look at the records, if you just see it from that standpoint, it looks like on paper the two best teams by far, Sabetha and Marysville. So it would seem that we're on a collision course there. Now, obviously, things could change.
Yeah.
Things could happen. But it's a little bit different than how the girls' Substate in Marysville is shaping up.
Yeah, and Brandon, I got both brackets. I kind of just wrote them out here. Again, the boys' Substate, it was basically dead set coming in the night.
Right.
There isn't going to really be a lot of moving in that one because Minneapolis, again, they didn't even play a game tonight, so they were going to automatically be the eight seed. So, again, if I've got it right here, again, you said, you know, it comes out tomorrow.
Right.
We'll find out for sure. But again, at least what I have, Sabetha, again, the one seed, Minneapolis, the eight, they're 4-5, would be Concordia number 4 and Nemahals number 5. So those four on that side of the bracket. The other side of the bracket leads number 2, Marysville, against number 7, Hiawatha, which is going to be a really good matchup, and then the 3 and 6, the 3 seed ACCHS, 6 seed Riley County. So you look at that and you say, okay, well, Sabetha and Nemahals Central, they've played each other. Hiawatha and Marysville played each other. You got some teams in there. They know each other. What's it going to come down to in Substate? And as far as the girls, just right quick, again, it's ACCHS getting the 1 seed as Nemahals Central falters tonight, loses their first game in league play on the year, so they're going to get the 2 seed. The 3 seed is going to be Minneapolis. The 4 seed, I've got Riley County in there because they don't play another game until Thursday.
Right.
And they have 12 wins on the year, but only 7 losses. Whereas Hiawatha and Sabetha both have 8 losses, so Riley County should be your 4. The 5 and 6 seed is going to be a toss-up between Hiawatha and Sabetha. Who's going to get that because they split this year?
And we determined, and you determined, and we looked at it,
yes,
that it's going to, because they go through 3 different tie-breaking scenarios where it's all even. So in the final and the 4th option is basically a coin flip.
Yeah.
So that's what that's going to come down to on the girls' side. But nonetheless, let's run through some numbers real quick as the Blue Jay boys win it. 55-30 over Hiawatha to cap the perfect regular season. 3 in double figures. Matthew Garber with 15 to lead the charge after having just 2 at halftime. Double doubles for both Davis Roki and Christian McAfee. McAfee 14-10. Roki goes for 12-12. 7 on the night for Noel Niehaus. Marcus Bauman finishing with 5. Redhawks again led by Caden Morton tonight. A near double-double, 8 points and 9 rebounds, but Keough led the way with 9 points and 5 rebounds. They got 5 from Cam Boswell, 4 from Brant Barnhill, and 2 points from Ashton Rocky. Again, unofficially, but the unofficial rebound numbers tonight, Blue Jays 43-19 on the glass over the Redhawks tonight. Redhawks had 12 turnovers. They were perfect at the line, 5 for 5, but did not hit any outside shots. Blue Jays had 12 turnovers. They were 9 of 16 at the line and hit 4 triples. So, again, that's going to do it for us tonight. But real quick, let's go to Logan over here. And he's got a few different options for our player to bank on, brought to you by Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha.
Yep, you got really 3 different options. You got Garber with 15. You got McAfee at 14. You got Roki at 12. You look at the scoring, usually we kind of look, okay, who had the most points? That's usually kind of who we give it to. Brandon, if I can get this out here. I think tonight, you look at how this game went, even though he only had 12 points out of the 3, he had the lowest. I think it's got to go to Davis Roki. That one-handed dunk just gave Sabetha so much momentum in the game. You said he had a double-double, I believe, in the game as well.
12-12.
I think it's got to go to Davis Roki.
Davis Roki, there it is, player to bank on. Solid double-double tonight with 12 points and 12 rebounds. Our player to bank on, brought to you by Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. So the Big 7 regular season is done. Substate tournaments start next week. Stay up to date on MSCSports.net. Once we get those out and about tomorrow, we'll get those out on our website and, of course, out to everyone once we know the official matchups for next week. It's our last round of locker room chats as well tomorrow night and Thursday as well. So we're down the home stretch, and the regular season is now complete. And we wrap it up here in the Big 7 with a split at Sabetha. Here tonight, again, the Hiawatha girls in Game 1, victorious 44-40. Blue Jay boys in the nightcap, big by 25, 55-30, capping off the perfect regular season. Mike, Logan, Chance, appreciate it very much. I'm Brandon. Thanks for tuning in. We'll talk to you next week for Substate Basketball here on the MSC Sports.